Now, do you worry about the gluten in your diet? Are you a fan of antioxidants and a foe of free radicals? Well, if so, you may be the target of a writer who goes by the name of the Angry Chef and who has a new book out which dismisses much of what goes by the name of healthy eating or clean food. Anthony Warner has been cooking professionally for more than 20 years, but he also has a background studying biochemistry and believes that when it comes to nutrition, many people are being fooled by what he calls pseudoscience. Anthony Warner's been speaking about his ideas at the Port Elliot Festival in Cornwall, but among those at the festival were people who, of course, follow a whole range of so-called healthy eating diets. Our reporter Paul Moss went along to try and referee between the two sides.
It was the morning after the night before at the Port Elliot Festival. Under a drizzly Cornish sky, festival goers wandered around, a few looking like they might have overindulged just a little. It was time, some told me, to give themselves a detox.
We like our green juice after a heavy night. Spinach, ginger, lemon, kale, that kind of thing. It kind of cleans your system out. It's kind of like a colonic irrigation almost.
If you have juice cleansers, it just gives your whole intestine a broom, basically. It cleans it out. And
So what kind of things would you drink to do that?
So kale-based juices and lettuce is really good before bed because it helps you sleep.
What sort of aspects of food do you think of in terms of health?
Just really focusing on drinking a lot of water, eating a lot of fruit, really natural ingredients. So if I do a detox, it's possible to get rid of those toxins.
What are these toxins that you think are in your body?
Yeah, I don't know is the honest answer to that. All I know is how I feel.
Why you think things are healthier and more ideal?
Because it's that kind of talk of detox, of nocturnal lettuce and irrigated colons, which really winds up the chef Anthony Warner. He came to the Port Elliot Festival to speak about his new book. Written under his pseudonym, The Angry Chef, the book is a polemical denunciation of what he believes are unscientific fads of food fashion.
Nutrition is incredibly complicated. We're a hugely omnivorous species.
There's nothing wrong with trying to eat healthily, Warner insists. It's the promises made for a high alkaline diet that bother him, or one that's free of free radicals, or gluten-free, or that proposes to remove toxins through the consumption of a spinach and kale smoothie.
I think the reason why I became so angry about things is because I feel we've become a little bit too obsessed with the idea that food is medicine. There is no evidence that any food can remove toxins from your body. In fact, you have a liver and kidney which work perfectly well. You don't need food to remove toxins from your body. So detox through a green smoothie or something like that is complete pseudoscience. And yet, it is a massive industry.
Why do you think these sorts of things have become so popular? I mean, you walk into any shop, there's gluten-free this, there's antioxidants, that cookbooks built around their health properties or the alleged health properties of the food. Why now?
I think because of we're in the information age and we have so much access to so many different things, we have to make a lot of quick snap judgments about what we think is right and what we think is true. And often that will be based on, which celebrity is saying it? Yeah, I think Gwyneth Paltrow was one of the first to do it. She created this sort of lifestyle blog where she shares information about what she eats and her sort of lifestyle. And she's obviously sort of an aspirational, glamorous celebrity who people want to be like.
The wonderful thing about this festival in terms of food is the extraordinary contradiction. I could see in one direction an advert for a hot dog stand and there's another advertising bacon butties. But I've just been past a stall which is advertising, I kid you not, gluten-free lollipops. Now, I checked and apparently lollipops never have gluten, but they thought it was important to emphasise that. But at the same time, arguments about food and about alleged food fads can be very serious. I'm here with the food writer Rose Prince, and she has her own experience of where people's convictions about food and their health properties can lead.
Yes, I feel very strongly that the beliefs about what food can do for you physically or even medically have got completely out of control. Last year, very sadly, my sister died from motor neurone disease. I would say she was preyed upon by charlatans, people who made her believe that if only she took their supplements that they could turn it around. She was being offered metals and all sorts of special seeds.
And these were supposed to cure motor neurone disease?
These are supposed to cure, and she was being charged by the hour hundreds and hundreds of pounds for this rubbish.
No one would describe as rubbish the meals on offer at the Bangra Bus Cafe. In a corner of the festival field, the cafe was serving up heaps of Indian food, with long queues of eager customers, and of course with vegan and gluten-free options available. One of the chefs here, Jake, insisted to me that worrying about dairy and other kinds of food is not merely a fad, just a belief that milk, for example, is inherently bad for people.
Babies drink the milk from their mother, and it's designed for the baby. Exactly the same with cow's milk. The cow's milk is designed for the calf. You know, why humans would want to drink something designed for another animal makes absolutely no sense.
Now, I can see that on the menu of your restaurant here, you're advertising gluten-free products. Why do you think it's important for people not to have gluten in their diet?
It's always good sort of people to want to look after their health. You know, why are these people turning away from bread? There must be some reason. And it's not just like wishy-washy information. A lot of it is coming from, you know, very high-up sources.
It's one of those subjects about which I found just about everyone has an opinion, often a passionate one. For every critic of ultra-low-fat diets, there was an equally vociferous advocate. For every devotee of quinoa, someone else who thought quinoa was about as tasty as cardboard. And then there was Paddy Bramwells, the stand-up comedian. He had a leaflet he wanted to show me, one he'd picked up in his local health food shop.
This leaflet, this is advertising curcumin powder, and it's brilliant, but what it's got all the way through it is words like, it has been claimed that curcumin exerts potent anti-inflammatory effects and has been associated with alleviating cognitive decline associated with ageing and both reducing... I can't even understand what this means.
Why do you think people do want to buy this stuff? Because presumably if they're putting out a leaflet like that, it does work. Some people will be won over.
I think the reason why people buy foods like this and spices like this is because they want to feel special about themselves, and they want to feel that they're doing something very clever that nobody else is doing, and therefore they'll be very, very healthy, and they can sit on their beanbag in their room and watch their organic telly and just feel very special about themselves instead of just feeling like idiots that they should be, really.